Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
It's Sunday morning, July 27th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage in studio with you this morning. Thank you for being a part of the show. Hope you're enjoying the music. Hope you're enjoying the conversation week in, week out. We're going to be encouraged this week. You know, it's we talk about this pretty much as a theme. You know, life's tough, and nobody's got it figured all. Nobody has it all figured out. And anybody that says they do, I'm not sure I believe them. So we can come alongside each other, encourage one another, build each other up. Isn't that what it's all about? And we're going to take a few minutes to do that this morning. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, out and about in your community. Thanks for listening, and be back with you here in just a few minutes. 1 Timothy 4:12 says this, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." That's our message this morning. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this week as I was prepping for the show and just kind of thinking, you know, we talked last week about worry. And, you know, once we're free of that worry and we can go out there and impact the community around us, I was kind of praying about, Lord, just give me an encouragement, you know, how we can be bold in our faith and how we can get out there. And again, this life is tough, and there's some resistance out there. There's some angst in our society, whether it's politics or social media or just, you know, wherever we may live. You know, it's just part of our world, but we shouldn't focus on that. We shouldn't worry about that, as we talked about last week. But this week, we're going to talk more about, you know, just be bold, you know, and don't let anybody look down on you. It doesn't matter how young or old you are, be bold. We're going to have several examples. We're going to talk about that this morning, of people that have lived that in their life and have been those examples. But the encouragement today is just that. Be you, and, you know, be bold in what you're saying and what you believe in. And don't be afraid to go have a conversation with somebody, because you never know what that conversation is going to mean to that individual. We've had countless conversations on the show talking about one just kind word or one just hug or one handshake or pat on the back made the difference and even saved lives. And so be an encourager. Be a, you know, I used to tell my students, be a kingdom builder, not a kingdom tearer downer, right? I mean, it's easy to tear people down, and that's the path of least resistance, and that's really a bully mentality, a bully attitude. But when you really focus on building others up and serving them and loving them the way Christ did, you know, you can be such an encouragement, and you can impact the world around you in such a major way. And all you got to do is say yes and just have a positive attitude. So that's my prayer for us this morning, this week, that the Lord will use us and he'll give us that platform where we can impact people in our community. Because if we don't do it, hey, who's gonna? So sit back, relax, enjoy some music, grab a cup of coffee, and we'll be back here on the other side to share a few stories about how people have done that in their lives. We're talking about impacting the world around us this morning. We're talking about don't letting anybody look down on you because you're young. And I'll say, for that matter, or old, doesn't matter who you are, what you are, don't let anybody look down on you, because Jesus loves you and God loves you, and he created you in his image, and he wants what's best for you. So be bold in your faith, be bold in your speech, be bold in your conduct, in your love, in your faith, and your purity, as 1 Timothy 4:12 tells us that this morning. But I just want to talk about impact and what our platform is. You know, the Lord laid that on my heart years ago when I went through my cancer journey as a first-year teacher in my mid-30s, and just got this overwhelming sensation, you know, that God gave me a platform, and almost like a big pier or a big deck standing out over a field. But just the Lord gave me this platform to stand on it and go, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And it's unashamed. I'm not trying to badger anybody. I'm not trying to beat anybody over the head with a Bible or drag them into a certain building or church or any of that kind of thing. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you and he wants what's best for you. And if you give him your yes and you genuinely mean it, he will blow your mind in ways you never dreamed possible. Y'all, as a young teacher, I say young, I went back to school later in life and got a teaching degree in my mid-30s, as I've shared on the show before. And a couple of years in, the school asked me to teach Bible. And I started teaching Bible, and I've shared about these guys before, but sixth grade Bible was the first class they ever asked me to teach. And we had a blast. And those guys really cultivated a whole movement in the school, and it was called Operation Impact. And as sixth grade boys, they began to raise money so that they could go buy Bibles and go hand them out at food shelters, food pantries, service missions, homeless shelters, you name it, and served other people in the community just by doing yard work and odd jobs and what they could. But here was a bunch of 12-year-old guys and their old Coach Gage in the classroom with them, and we would take their parents. You know, some of the dads would usually go on these trips, and we would go serve. And it was so eye-opening, not only for the kids, but also for us as the adults, and going, man, God is using this group of young men in a major way. Y'all, they embraced their platform. They knew what God put them here to do, and it resonated with them. And they served, and they were the true hands and feet of Jesus Christ in the Nashville greater area. And it impacted so many people, not only the people that received the service, but again, the parents and the faculty and the friends and the older grades and the younger grades went, man, look what those guys are doing. So, again, that reminded me of that story with those guys when I read 1 Timothy this week about not letting anybody look down on you because you're young. Who cares if you're 12 years old? You started Operation Impact. You know, that was probably, I want to say, 13 years ago. And, y'all, those guys are now getting out of college. They're, most of them, I think, have graduated or are in the process of graduating. And they're impacting their worlds in other areas, and they're older, and they're still living that dream, and they're still making that impact. And I'm so proud of those guys. Just what a great reminder of who those young men were and their dedication to the Lord, and I was just tickled to be a part of it. So, again, where are you? What's God doing in your life? Where can you impact? Pray about it. Ask Him, God, where can I serve? And He'll show you. You know, this week was a heavy week in several ways. Several celebrities passed away, but one in particular, and I know we're talking about impact this morning, and it's may be a little quirky, but I'm going to pay homage to this gentleman because he did have an impact on my life. But, oh, yeah, brother, Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan passed away this week at the age of 71. And, y'all, as a young 10, 11, 12-year-old guy, man, I was a Hulkamaniac, and he impacted my life in a major way. And I remember my parents and my older sibling and my younger sibling used to walk through that den, and I'd be sitting there watching that TV and watching them, you know, doing the wrestling thing, and they just laugh at me and say how fake that was. And, you know, it was, but it was entertainment, and I enjoyed it as a young man. And Hulk Hogan, you know, I know he had a huge stage. He's a worldwide phenomenon. Most people know who that is if you hear the name Hulk Hogan. But something I wanted to share that I heard, that not only did he have an impact as a wrestler, and you know, yeah, he always said the same things, you know, on his wrestling promos. You know, kids, you better train, you better say your prayers and eat your vitamins and all that good stuff. And so he was trying to encourage people to do better. But later in life, y'all, there was a story that I read that there was another wrestler by the name of Ric Flair who was in bad shape. He was in the hospital. Basically, they thought he was on his deathbed, and doctors and family were not expecting him to pull through, from my understanding. And he had people coming in and out to say their goodbyes, but he said the one guy that came by every single day was Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan would come by, and he would read scripture, and he would pray over Ric Flair, and he would talk to him. And Rick said, I heard every single thing that every single person said when they came in that room. And they thought, you know, a lot of people were saying their goodbyes. And Rick heard that, and he heard what people's true feelings were and thoughts. But he heard Hulk Hogan pray over him and read scripture to him, and it meant the world. And I do know later in life there's been videos going around and stuff like that. Hulk Hogan was baptized a few years back and rededicated his life to the Lord. And, you know, just what a tremendous impact he had, not only as a young man in a sports entertainment industry on so many young men and women out there as well, but he also impacted a lot of people by his spiritual steps and what he did later in life. And, you know, something I saw just the other day too, he said, you know, I got sick and tired of being scared to say what I want to say and being honest with who I am and, you know, what I believe. And so he later in life, in the last several years, he really began to become more outspoken about, you know, not only his faith, but also his politics and other things. But, man, there's a guy that God used, gave him a platform. we may not have that Hulk Hogan platform, but I'm telling you, God's got a platform for you. Do you know what it is? If you don't, pray about it this morning. I'm not saying you're going to be the next Hulk Hogan. Maybe you are, and I hope you are. If you do, remember us on this show here. But look, whatever God's given you, it doesn't matter how big or how small, it's what you do with that platform that he gives you. Go impact the world. Tell people that they're worthy. Bring them in. Give them a handshake, a pat on the back, a hug, just a compliment, anything. But go impact that world around you and see what happens. Oh, yeah, brother. My question to you this morning in this next segment is, what's holding you back? You know, we're talking about platform. We're talking about impact. We're talking about being bold in our faith and our words. And hey, let me just say this too. Not everybody's a talker. I know that I'm a talker. My wife tells me that all the time, and sometimes I still don't get the hint, but you know what I'm saying? I like to talk, and some people don't like to talk, and they're more of a doer behind the scenes. So I know what I encourage people to do is sometimes harder for those people that don't really like to talk and aren't very outgoing, but you know what? Pray for somebody silently, or just, again, a pat on the back or an encouraging note, but just do something to impact the world around you. Y'all, we're all going through this thing called life. Nobody's got it figured out. And, you know, who doesn't like to be encouraged? And that's why God put us here, y'all. I mean, we could go through this thing called life and be angry and upset and mad at our neighbors and whatever, in traffic, whatever it may be. But why are we here? And when you really ask that deep life question, what's the response? I mean, in your heart, in your knower, as an old preacher of mine used to say in Tennessee, you know in your knower. But what is that? What drives you? Why are you here? And I believe it's here. We're here to make an impact in other people's lives and to build each other up and to be kingdom builders. And y'all, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what God's laid on my heart to do. And that's where I'm coming from when I have this show each and every week. And I'm so blessed to be on here and thankful for you guys and gals that are listening. But, you know, the Lord's given me this platform to sit here and talk into a microphone and let you know wherever you are, wherever you can hear my voice, you are worthy. You are loved by the creator of the universe. And all he wants is a relationship with you. And I want you to know that. And if you don't know that, it may be hard to understand what your platform is. But once you understand that God's all in control of everything, and you don't have to worry about it like we talked about last week. Know he's in control. Give him that worry. Give him that doubt. Give him those fears in your life. And say, God, where do you want me? What is my platform? And he's going to reveal it to you. And look, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised at what that platform is when he gives it to you. But just keep walking through doors and just keep on keeping on it. And he will bless you in mighty ways. I promise you that. So glad you're listening today. Hope it's encouraging. And just, again, I want you to know Jesus loves you. Again, we talking in 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Y'all, it's the same mission wherever we go. As a teacher, as a coach, y'all, one of the funnest jobs I've ever had. And it just really was a great opportunity to love on kids and encourage kids and just help them become people, right? And to help figure out life and what it was all about. And just thought, man, I can't impact any more people in a mightier way. But then the Lord said, you know what? Yeah, you can. Here's an opportunity to get back into sales. And, you know, now I look at my customers and my friends and my coworkers, and I go, we're all students, right? We're all like those young people that I taught up in Tennessee and I coached on the ball field. We're just a little bit older, a little bit grayer, and our problems have just changed a little bit more. But at the end of the day, God said they need encouragement. They need encouragement. That's why I sent you. And, y'all, I've had plenty of opportunities with customers and coworkers to have tense moments, tense meetings, and to walk out of things really with a bad attitude and being upset or angry. And, you know, the Lord will just whisper in my heart every now and then and go, that's why you're here. That's why you're here, to help fix the situation. And, y'all, that is part of my platform. And it's so overwhelming when I get that whisper, when I get that reminder to go, okay, God is using me in this situation. And I don't try to take it over. I just say, God, use me and flow through me and help me not to mess it up. Help me, Shaw, to stay out of the way and use me to communicate in this situation or with this individual. And, y'all, he continues to give me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to impact the world. And I don't understand it other than the fact it's just to tell you that you just got to trust him. He loves you and he wants what's best for you. If you don't know that, ask him. Have a conversation with him. People ask me from time to time, well, I don't really know how to pray. Y'all, it's a conversation. It's just like me and you sitting on a park bench talking or on the telephone or whatever it may be. But you've got a direct line to the creator of the universe, and he loves you. Know that. Know that you're loved. Be encouraged, and know that you're worthy. But just what a good reminder on impact this week. Your platform, again, use it. If you've got a platform and you're not using it to the best of your ability, step up. Maybe it's time to shine your game up a little bit and see where God can take you. And if you don't know what your platform is, again, ask a friend, ask a pastor, ask somebody you go to church with, or just somebody that you think might know, or just say, God, reveal yourself to me. Show me where I'm supposed to be. I'm not a big public speaker. I'm not a great writer. I'm not very funny. You know, we can sit there and come up with all the excuses in the world, but God is waiting to use you in a mighty way. So don't hold back. Just commit to him and say, I want in. I want in. And he will. And he'll give you opportunities to impact the world. But again, don't be surprised by what he asks you to do. And if you told me 15 years ago what the last 15 years of my life would be like, a job loss, a cancer diagnosis, a car wreck, all these different things, three boys through college now, I would never would have believed it. But here we are on the other side, and I just want you to know you just got to keep moving. Whatever it is, whatever life's throwing at you, just keep on walking through it. A lot of life is just powering through and going, okay, God, how can you use this opportunity to impact the world around me? And you know what? Your struggles, your failures, your successes, all that is going to point to the Savior, and you can have those conversations with people just to say, hey, he loves you just like he loves me. Be encouraged this morning. So glad. Hey, we're coming down to the end of another show. We got a couple of segments left, but so glad you've been listening this morning. Thanks for being a part. Wow, can't believe we're already to the end of another show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're enjoying it. Seriously, I really hope that this is something. Again, I bring stuff to the table each and every week, and it's, again, I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm not trying to get in anybody's business or tell them what to do. I'm just going, hey, this is what the Lord's laid on me this week and something I'm struggling with or working on or trying to get better at. And that's just what I share each and every week. So if you're enjoying it, keep on listening. Tell somebody about it. And again, just so blessed and thankful to be and humbled to be a part of this show and that opportunity. Talking about impact this morning, 1 Timothy 4:12, talking about don't be ashamed of your voice, right? Doesn't matter how young you are. Don't let anybody look down on you. Use your voice and be bold and embrace your platform. I don't know why the Lord gave me this platform to be on a radio so that we could broadcast this out and people could hear my voice, but, you know, he did. And I'm just trying to keep walking through those doors and say, okay, God, there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. And so if you can hear my voice, be encouraged today. Smile and know that you are worthy and that Jesus loves you. We talked about Operation Impact earlier. Those are my guys that I started teaching Bible in the sixth grade. Can't be more proud of a group of guys that are now, most of them, I think, are college graduates. If not, they're in the process of in the next 6 months to a year. And but more importantly than being college graduates, y'all, they are still being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ out there. And what started as a little organization in middle school, sixth grade in Tennessee, as Operation Impact, is changed into something that these are now young men going out, graduating from college, getting jobs, and they're going to become contributing members of society. They're going to be out there continuing to impact the world. And if they can pay that forward and get a few guys trained up under them, and y'all, it's just like, it pay it forward, and it just translates. And I can't do anything about this crazy world. I can't do anything about all the strife and the angst and the divide that we see out there. But what I can do is I can pray and I can encourage people in my community and I can try to impact the world as Jesus impacted the world. And that was through love and compassion and grace, not through arguments, not through dissension, not through negative stuff, but just love and compassion and grace. So that's my encouragement, is just, man, go impact the world. Go extend somebody grace. Go extend somebody compassion. Go extend somebody love, and even somebody that may not deserve it, but just see what happens. And y'all, I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Jesus loves you, and those guys got that as sixth graders. And it's going to be fun. But here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, some of those guys have been traveling this summer. But I'm going to have a couple of those guys on the show. You're going to hear directly from them in the next few weeks. And just what that meant to them, not only as sixth graders, but what it means to them now. And it'll be cool to reconnect with some of my guys. That'll be fun. But that's coming up. I'll have some more info up as we plan that and get the details finalized on that. But nonetheless, hey, hang in there. Hope you're having a great week. I want you to have a great week this week. I'll be praying for you. And keep on smiling, because you know what? Jesus loves you.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.